Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
For the next few minutes, we're going to welcome back to the program Dr. Ilan Peleg, who's a scholar at the Middle East Institute and the Charles A. Dana Professor of Government and Law at Lafayette College. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So, Professor, I suspect it's fair to say that this meeting today between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Barack Obama, you might like to be a fly on the wall at that meeting, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's going to be one of the most interesting and probably even decisive meetings in the history of this very long conflict.
Well, I guess that's not hyperbole, but you did describe on this program last week that U.S.-Israeli relations are in the state of a crisis right now. What can be done to diffuse or lower the temperature here?
Well, I think the two states may try to come together around some kind of an agenda, and I think at the center of this agenda will be at least the format of those discussions. For example, I think the discussions may want to focus on some of the core issues between Israelis and Palestinians, not merely procedural issues. So this, I think, may be part of the discussions. The other one may be some kind of coordination between the Israeli position and the American position in continuous discussions about issues as they come along.
Let's look at the settlement issue for
violence in the West Bank, Gaza, and particularly in Jerusalem may come up in today's discussion.
What did you say there? I just interrupted you. Violence in the occupied territories and in Jerusalem may come up?
Yes, I think that there has been quite a lot of tension, particularly in the area of the Temple Mount, Harm el-Sharif, and I think there may be a very strong interest to make sure that those kind of behaviors do not continue, and if they do, that the reaction will be moderate.
Last night in Washington at a meeting of AIPAC, which of course is one of the most important pro-Israeli lobbies in the United States, the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said that Jerusalem is not a settlement. It is our capital, endorsing the settlement program that caused so much problem between the U.S. and Israel. And Hillary Clinton, at the same event, had this to say.
It exposes daylight between Israel and the United States that others in the region hope to exploit.
The assumption there by the Secretary of State is that divisions between the U.S. and Israel are exploitable opportunities for others in the region. Do you buy that? And most importantly, do the Israelis buy that?
Yes, I think that there is a general understanding that the United States is the major, if not even the only, close ally of Israel, and that the relationships have to be better. I think there is also an understanding that the settlement issue, including issues in regards to Jerusalem, may spoil this relationship. So I think that despite the rhetoric, I think that there is a common understanding that this is a problem.
And, of course, I think probably one of the other reasons to be a fly on the wall at this meeting is to figure out if Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, is actually coming with any sort of upfront concessions or measures which might actually reduce the tension. We'll have to see if that's the case. Dr. Ilan Peleg, thanks so much.